بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحديث الثاني عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما أيضا أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يقول: اللهم لك أسلمت وبك آمنت وعليك توكلت إلى آخر الحديث. We are still in this chapter of tawakkul and yaqeen, that we must have full conviction on Allah Ta'ala, the life of akhirat, all the matters of deen, the life in the qabr, etc. And we should have full trust on Allah Ta'ala. And in fact, our trust must be only on Allah Ta'ala. Asbab and means, we are fully permitted to use it, but we have no right, it is haram to trust asbab. We should only trust Allah Ta'ala. Allah is the sole doer of everything. Allah in His wisdom has kept asbab in this dunya, that is the means. Like our shops, food we eat, medicine we take, all these are the means. But the real cause and the real doer is only Allah Ta'ala. So yeah, the second hadith in this chapter, narrated by Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma aydan, anhuma wa anhum, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, that is, he used to make this dua, which is a very valuable dua, and which teaches us that how much Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had his full yaqeen on Allah and full trust on Allah. And at the same time, he's teaching us also that we also make this dua, and we should also have this full yaqeen and trust on Allah Ta'ala. And the dua is, Allahumma laka aslamtu. Oh Allah Ta'ala, I have totally surrendered myself only to you. That should be our condition, that we surrender ourselves, our thoughts, our ideas, our plans, everything, we surrender them to Allah Ta'ala. We can't discharge anything, it is only in the hands of Allah. We are spoilers in everything, Allah is the best doer of everything. وَبِكَ آمَنْتُ, and it is only on you, in you that I believe. That Allah, you are the absolute, you are the ever living. Everyone else will die, everything else will perish, but only Allah is forever. So our full trust must be on Allah Ta'ala. وَعَلَيْكَ تَوَكَّلْتُ, and it is only on you, O Allah, that I put my trust. This actually should have been وَتَوَكَّلْتُ عَلَيْكَ, but the beauty of saying it وَعَلَيْكَ تَوَكَّلْتُ, it brings hasar, the confinement, that, O Allah, my full trust I put only on you. So whatever plans we make, whatever jobs we do, whatever even we eat, anything, but our full trust must be only on Allah Ta'ala. How many times we ourselves say that I ate food, and of course we eat food for our health, that we get nourishment, we get strength. But then we say, I ate food, my stomach is paining. In other words, we say the food caused my stomach ache. I ate food, I've got chest burns now. And now I've got this problem. I've got now a running stomach now. So the food that we trust in, but it has this effects also for us. So our trust must be only on Allah Ta'ala. Not how many times we take medicine and we say the doctor gave me the wrong medicine. Or because of this medicine, now this happened to me, that happened to me. So nothing is in the asbab, everything is only in Allah Ta'ala. وَإِلَيْكَ أَنَبْتُ, and only to you do I incline and turn to. You are the only one that I incline to and I turn to. وَبِكَ خَاسَمْتُ, and it is only with you that I fight my arguments, and that I have whatever problems I have with people, and I have to sort out my problems with people, it is only with you that I, with your help and your kindness, that I can do it. Not that I'm a big bully, or I know all the tricks, or I got connections with all the lawyers, etc. No, solely with Allah Ta'ala. That must be the attitude of a true mu'min, that he puts his full trust in all his matters only in Allah Ta'ala, and fully we are permitted that we use the asbab and the means, but we must never ever trust in the asbab and means. If we trust in the asbab and means, then this is shirk with Allah Ta'ala. Only Allah is the doer. Allahumma a'udhu bi'izzatika. Oh Allah, I seek refuge only in you with your honor, with your power, with your greatness. Whatever we seek protection from, it will be only by Allah Ta'ala. La ilaha illa ant. There is no deity, there is no power, there is no one I can turn to besides you. Antudhillani. And illa anta antudhillani. Oh Allah, don't misguide me, don't let me go astray. That is one of the biggest du'as that we can make, that Allah saves us from going astray. Whether it is in our aqaid and our beliefs, whether it is in our ibadat or our mu'amalat, in nothing must we go astray. We must be turning to Allah in the deen, the commands of Allah, Allah gave us, and the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is what we must follow. Antal hayyul ladhi la tamut. You are the only living one that never ever dies. Only Allah is ever living. Everything else will perish. Kullu man alayha faan. Everything on the earth will perish. وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. But Allah tabaruk ta'ala will remain forever. Allah has been since ever, Allah is, and Allah will remain forever. Everything else, Allah will cause it to perish. So Allah alone is everything. Wal jinnu wal ins yamutun. And jinn and man, all of them will die. Shaitan is the leader of the jinnat, the evil jinnat. And he asked Allah Ta'ala for life, and he will live right till the day of Qiyamah. Then he will also die. But he is the one who has got the longest life. But he will also finally perish and die. It is only Allah who is forever. So it is only wise, also logical for us. And it is our deen and our aqidah that we put our full trust only on Allah Ta'ala. These are not just words to be said or heard, but the reality has to come in our heart. Whenever we face any problem, we should turn only to Allah Ta'ala. But our nature is, if it's a medical problem, first a doctor comes to mind, medicine comes to mind. I've got heartburn, now first this medicine comes to my mind. I've got a financial problem, I think that this person can help me out. I can get a loan from there. But in all our matters, really, we should first turn only to Allah Ta'ala. Then we are permitted to use the means, but first we should turn to Allah Ta'ala. We want to go anywhere, first we should make dua, or in our hearts have it, oh Allah, only you can take me there. Now we will use our car, or we will arrange a taxi, we will book a flight, whatever we will do, but that flight won't take us, the taxi won't take us, it is only Allah. So we must have our full trust on Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. May Allah bless us with these realities and make effort to gain this in our heart, that we know Allah alone is the doer of everything, and consequently then a person will fulfill all the commands of Allah Ta'ala to please Allah, that Allah deals with him in such a way that he is happy and pleased also in this world and forever in the Akhirah as well. وَآخِرُ دَوَانَ الْحَمْدِ لِلَّهِ